Why, hello there, Star. I miss you so very much. These times have been trying for all of us, but I've missed you so much. Now that things are more difficult in terms of going to see you, I miss the days when we can, but I know that things will get better. I know that together, even if we're far away, we can always make time for each other, and even if it's just that, words and passion and feelings, they transcend even distance because of the wonderful world we live in. And I know it may seem like it's not so wonderful right now. And that's all right, Star. Struggling is very human, and we are all human at the end of the day. We struggle and we face things that most would not be able to in other times. I'm proud of you for sticking it out. I know that sometimes it might feel stifling, other times it may feel stagnating, boring, a mixture of pain and a slight bit of distraught, but you've been so brave through it all, and I've been so proud of you, Star. You've helped me to get through it, too. I've had perhaps the strongest desire to meet with you, but I know because of distances we cannot right now. But I look forward to that day, and I count every single day till I'll finally be able to see you again just the same as we did. Because, my Star, I know how much this means to you, and you should know how much it means to me. You mean everything. My Star, how I miss you every day of which you're gone. How I look forward to your smile when I can hold you in my arms. And trust me, we will, long before this situation solves itself. We will find a way. I promise, my Star. Even if it takes everything, I will not back down. Your knight will be there in shining armor to whisk you off to a world in which you can enjoy every single moment. And whenever you feel as though you can't go on, look forward to that moment just the same. Because, my Star, I won't let that moment take too long. I will protect our future, and I will make it something worth fighting for. Now, my Star, I don't want to continue on a subject, especially one like that, but I did want to tell you some nice things that I've done in my time since I've been away. Since I've missed you so much, I've been raising a pet cactus. I named her, it's a bit embarrassing, but I named her Stardust, and, well, she has a flower now, and she very much likes classical music, and sometimes even some other pieces that I've come up with myself, piano pieces, actually. I've been trying to study and understand more musical things, and I hope to come up with something of my own someday. Play for you and Stardust. I can't wait for the two of you to meet because, while it may seem like something silly or simple, Stardust has kept me positive in days when I thought that I couldn't be. And of course, when I missed you, I will call you each time, but maybe we can video call and you can say hello to Stardust too. And I know this may seem like a bit of a far-fetched relationship of talking to plants, but I believe they really do care. Even if it's something as simple as it makes them happy, I believe they can feel to a certain extent. And maybe science has disproved it or not, but I believe in the mysticism of it. I don't want it to be everything solved by science alone. I want there to be wonder in my world, and you've given me so much of it that when I'm away, I guess I created so much of it. Poems for you, stories I've written, things that I've crafted, art I've created, things that make me feel more happy. Because I want to share them with you. I want to have a backlog of things to do once this is all finished and over with. Because I know that someday it will. go back to normal. Someday things will be fine again, but that day may take a little while. And I know we'll have to be cautious, but I can't wait to show you everything I've done in my time in this isolation. I know isolation doesn't treat anyone well, but I want you to know you're no longer alone and you never will be ever again. Because, my darling, I love you and I have thought of you every single day that I've missed you. And I know you felt the same. And this phone call is to give you that validation that I'm not far away, not in heart and not in soul. And even if distance may separate us, no distance can ever make our hearts far apart. Because I love you, Star, and you inspire me more than anything in this world, more than a beautiful rainbow on a Sunday afternoon, more than a glorious storm. That's so fearsome and powerful. You inspire me like the paramount entities of our world, like the stars above, and that's exactly why you've inspired me to get Stardust. And, of course, another little friend. I was hoping to wait until I could show you them, but I'm going to be getting a pet of sorts, a kitten, that I was hoping you'd help me name. I wanted you to name him. He's a rescue from 2 months ago, and I want to give him a wonderful life. I haven't thought of his name, but I wanted you to have a say in it. And then once we live together, once we finally move in together, like we've been trying to all this time, saving and working hard towards it, I want us to have that little fellow, that fun, wonderful one we can share our home life with. Even if we're trapped within four walls, it doesn't make it any less special. We can make his life special as well. Sort of like starting a family together. Even if it seems like something that's a far-fetched dream, I wanted it to be something we could work towards. And this is as much family as I'll ever need. I never want you to feel obligated for anything else. If ever adoption becomes a thing, then we do it. But that is not something that I require for happiness. I don't need a big sprawling family. I need you, my Star. You, Stardust, and the unnamed kitty, that's my family. And of course, the proud household of Eda, but my being proud of my house name, my lineage, doesn't take away from who I am, what I am. I want to be my own man for you, not just someone rooted in tradition. Instead, I want my traditions, my historic traditions to add to who we are, and to be able to spice up our moments and make our lives that much more fun. I don't want it to define me by itself, my Star. You've taught me to think outside of pure context and realize that rules are not everything. Just like lineage is only what you make of it. Something to be proud of. It's your roots, where you come from. And I'm proud of mine, and I want you to be proud of yours too. I know everyone has them, and some ties are not the most prideful ones. Some of them may even be shameful ones if a history has a darker turn about it. But that history doesn't define you as the person that people will see. They'll see your smile. They'll see your eyes filled with life, filled with hope, filled with kindness. And they won't see you as a prodigal child of whoever it is that they precede you. You're my Star. Nothing more, nothing less. And if that's all you ever want to be, that would never be too little for me. Because, my Star, it doesn't matter what separates us, because our hearts are perfectly in kind and completely entwined. My Star, I want everything in my life to be something that I can share with you. I want it to be a life that is worth living together. Something we can share as two hearts entwined in love, in passion, in art. everything that comes in between it. I want to be a storied page in the book of our biographies. I want every painting to be an ode to our happiness, the happiness that maybe we don't feel today, but we can feel tomorrow. I don't want to plan ahead for a future that might not be there, but I do want to live every day to its fullest and always enjoy a moment with you, even if it's a small moment. I want to say something that makes you smile, do something that you can be proud of and to be a part of, proud of to exist in that moment. And I will do anything to make you smile, my star. There is nothing too big or too small, and I will never settle for second. When it comes to us, I will do nothing less of every ounce of my being put into my duties and my passions. And of course, for you, star, I would go even further beyond. Because you give me the strength to face even the toughest days. My star, I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope these words warm that beautiful soul of yours. Because you deserve everything good in this world. Even if sometimes there are many who believe you do not. Because I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to face criticism, especially for my stickler rule following abiding nature. I want to be more than what people think I am, and you've helped me find my path in doing so, my reason to be myself even further. You've helped me find myself, star, my passion, my creativity. You helped me instill something new inside my heart, my soul, in these troubling times. And I want to do the same with you. Maybe we can start on a project together, or just call every day and have a moment. No matter what it is, star, I would give everything to make you smile and to make these difficult times much brighter together. How I love you, star. And please do not forget it. I will never leave you. I'll be your knight. And our fairy tale together has only just begun. That's what I believe. No, that's what I know, star. I love you.